Remarks of the President at Yonkers, New York, 10 October, 1952.
I am very glad to be here tonight. I guess you know why I'm here. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket. I've had a good visit with your great Senator Lehman. He gives you the right kind of representation in the Congress. I hope you'll send John Cashmore down there to help him out and to work with Senator Lehman. And I hope you'll send the two able congressmen to the Congress who will be for the people and not for the special interests. I hope every one of you will vote for our next president, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. Don't do that. Don't do that. I can't see. Well, all right, without a place, it's all right, because I can't see when you place those things in my face. All right. Adlai Stevenson is the finest young leader to come along since Franklin Roosevelt saved the country back in 1933. Like Roosevelt, you can count on him to understand your problems and to work for you. He's a man you can trust. I've been traveling for nearly 2 weeks now, and I've made more speeches than I can count. And every place I've gone, I've tried to explain to the people what we'll all be up against if the Republicans win this election, and God save us from that. I've told them, and I'll tell you, if the Republicans succeed in grabbing off the Congress and the White House, you'll be saddled with a government you can't trust. The Republicans cannot be trusted with the prosperity of this country. They cannot be trusted with the peace of the world, and that's much more important to you young people. Now, those are strong statements, and I know it. I wouldn't make them if I couldn't back them up, but it happens that they are true, and I'll tell you exactly why they are true. In the first place, you can't trust the Republicans because they don't represent you and they won't work for you. The Republican Party is not a party of the plain, everyday people in this country. Instead, it is the roosting place of the big, powerful lobbies and the special interest groups. The big banks, the power companies, the oil companies, the real estate lobby, and worst of all, the China lobby, and the rest of that crew. These are the people who foot the bills for the Republican Party. They pay the money, and they give the orders. They want service in return, and they get it. And they're the only ones who do. The people do not get it. In our country, it has become the function of the Democratic Party to represent the people. With us, the people come first. With the Republicans, property and profits come first, and way ahead of the people. Now, what I say is proved by the Republican record in the Congress. It's an old guard record, for the old guard controls the party with an iron fist. It is a most reactionary record. It is even further right than Bob Taft, and that's saying a lot. The record shows that a great majority of the Republicans in Congress have voted time after time against Social Security, against minimum wages, against the Wagner Act, against the housing laws. They have voted to hamstring almost all our programs of foreign aid to help build up the strength of this free world. And what have they voted for? Well, they've voted for tax loopholes for the rich. They've voted to curb unions through the Taft-Hartley law. They've voted to riddle and ruin our price controls and rent controls. They've voted to give away our offshore oil, in which you have a very deep interest, and to raise the price of natural gas and every other kind of special favor for their lobby friends. If you'd like a good example of how they vote, the way the lobbies want, I urge you to look into the record of their vice presidential candidate. You've heard something about, my friends, you've heard something about his personal finances, but his voting record is even worse than that, and not very many things it could be worse. As for their presidential candidate, he's shown in recent weeks that while he was a good general, as a politician, he's just another old guard Republican. Now, ever since that famous breakfast with Senator Taft, the old guards had him surrounded and tied down. In fact, they've had him hogtied. What's more, he doesn't seem to mind it at all. He actually seems to be more comfortable than when he had the company of Tom Dewey and the other so-called liberal Republicans. Now, my friends, there was a time when I thought the general might make a good president. But his activities in this campaign have shown me that I was entirely wrong. I made a mistake. But I don't want you to make that same mistake. I don't want you to saddle yourselves with big business government or a military government either. I don't want to see our country in the hands of a military man who is surrounded and controlled by the worst elements in the old guard Republican Party. Don't fall for this. Don't vote for him. Vote your own interests. You, the people, control this country when you exercise your right of franchise. You are the government, and the power in this government is placed in your hands by the greatest document of government that has ever written, the Constitution of the United States. It gives you the right to say the kind of government you may have, and if you don't exercise that privilege, if you let Election Day go by without doing your duty as a patriotic citizen by going to vote, and you get bad government, and you get imposed upon by those who are in the government, you've got nobody to blame but yourselves. Now, I've been from one end of this country to the other, and I've explained to the people just exactly what their rights are, just exactly what they have to do to maintain those rights, and I think they understand exactly what the situation is with which we are faced. I can't get the Republicans to come out and say what they're for. I can't get them to say what sort of government they'd like to see in this country. All I can hear from them are smears and boos and attacks when I tell the truth on them, and that hurts a lot worse than if I gave them hell, as a lot of people want me to do. They just simply can't stand the facts and the truth. All you have to do is to read the record, some of which I've pointed out to you this evening. Go now, inform yourselves. I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other. I want you to vote. want you to vote in your own best interest. And if you inform yourselves, you can't do anything else but vote for the welfare of this great nation. Vote for the welfare of the free nations of this world. Vote for your own private interests, and if you do that, you'll vote the Democratic ticket on election day, and the country will be safe for another 4 years.